First, a legislative study committee met today to discuss changes to the state's birth cost recovery program. The details are a little complicated. Basically, if a pregnant woman is not married and is on Medicaid when she gives birth, the state can ask for the alleged father to pay back some of the costs of the birth to the state Medicaid program or to the county. Supporters of the program say it gives critical funding to local child support agencies, but opponents, including our next guest, call it a birth tax and argue it hurts minority communities. Bobby Peterson is the executive director for ABC for Health. He testified against this program today at the Capitol. Bobby, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Well, Bobby, I gave kind of a nutshell description of how this works. Flesh it out a little more for us. What is this birth cost recovery program?
Well, it's basically a program that's unique in Wisconsin, and not a lot of other states do it. There's only a handful of other states that have a program like this, but basically it draws a distinction between married and unmarried parents that are on the Medicaid program. If you're an unmarried pregnant woman, you are required to go through a process to identify the absent father, and that father then is subpoenaed to court to potentially repay the part of the birth costs for that baby. Our issue with it, and the reason it's a birth tax, is it's applied really only to unmarried parents. And it also creates a major stress point for women as they apply for Badger Care or Medicaid. And we know, and the research is very clear on this, that prenatal stress has a very, very detrimental effect on birth outcomes. Wisconsin has the highest infant mortality rate for African-American babies in the country. We're not saying that birth cost recovery is the cause, but it's something we could do something about to eliminate some of that prenatal stress. It has a huge impact on minority communities, low-income communities. 20,000 births annually across the state are to single women. And we've learned a long time ago that trying to make sure that we have appropriate access, unhindered access to prenatal care for pregnant women is the best way to go forward, the best way to promote positive birth outcomes. Putting hoops and hurdles in the path of pregnant women to identify absent parents creates a lot of stress and can result in poor birth outcomes.
Is part of the thinking here that if this is a married couple we're talking about, then their finances are both considered in terms of eligibility for Medicaid, for Badger Care, whereas if they're not married, I guess it's an out, it's a way to, sneak into eligibility?
Yeah, but it's really eligibility for the mom and the baby, and that's a priority. I mean, a long time ago we made the decision that all children should have access to free and appropriate public education because it was best for society. It was going to save us money in the long run to get kids access to school and education. I mean, the same thing is at play here with access to health care. Don't put barriers in the path of women that need to get prenatal care. Don't create a stressful environment for them and their partners. I mean, we're all about making sure that fathers are responsible and take care of their children. We think it's important that fathers are active, engaged with their children. But if the first action is a subpoena to court to repay birth costs, just simply because you're not married, that's a problem. Today, the committee was looking at changing some rules. We had made some headway in saying at least if a couple is unmarried but living together, so the father's living in the household, supporting the child, contributing to all the expenses, birth cost recovery would be inappropriate. But the child support agencies are really, I think, pushing this because they're taking a bit of a hit. They're not getting as much revenue. They get a county bounty on all the money that they collect. That's a heck of a way to run a child support office in some ways. It's off the backs of low-income families, and it's not insignificant. It's, you know, tens of millions of dollars. So it's a lot of money, but it's mostly drawn from low-income communities. County child support offices are acting as bill collectors.
Yeah, we saw a release from the Waukesha County Executive's Office making the case that, yeah, we, the county, are taking a hit from that that exemption you mentioned, Bobby, and wanting to reverse it, saying it's hurting our ability to provide child services and fund health programs.
Yeah, and I don't buy that. I mean, I think that this would, you know, most of the states out there don't do this. Minnesota used to do it, but they decided it's not in the best interest of the child or the family. State after state has ended the practice. There's a few outliers, Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, a few others, but Wisconsin leads the pack in aggressive actions against low-income families, you know, that aren't married. And it has a bad outcome. It has a bad outcome with birth. Is a bad outcome for driving fathers away from families. It's just a move in the wrong direction. And I think we could do so much better by trying to bring families together, and so could child support offices instead of acting like collection agencies for birth costs.
Bobby Peterson is with us, Executive Director for ABC for Health, talking about the state's birth cost recovery program, where when women give birth and it's paid for by Medicaid, counties and child support agencies can go to the father of the child to get back at least some of the expenses. Bobby, would you like to see just a different funding model to take away this birth cost recovery program and have, I don't know, the state make up the difference for these child service agencies?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I'd like to see Wisconsin conform to what most of the rest of the country is doing. There were committees that met way back in 2000, and even when Tommy Thompson was Secretary of Health and Human Services, that really identified this practice as being a barrier to prenatal care services, that it causes too much of a block for young women to get the prenatal care they need. Women are sanctioned in Wisconsin after 60 days on the program. They're kicked off if they don't identify the father. It just creates a real stressful situation for families, for neighborhoods. You know, people know what the score is. They know that, you know, as soon as a pregnant woman applies for Badger Care Plus, she's going to have to identify the absent parent, and it's going to cause stress. It could cause physical, emotional abuse, and other problems. It's just not worth it. Most states have moved on from this, and Wisconsin should too.
Is this a concern that maybe that pregnant woman just skips the prenatal care outright because of these concerns?
And we've had anecdotal stories of that. We've had stories from Milwaukee where women have shown up at the emergency room to deliver no prenatal care. It's a terrible situation. You know, you have a conflict here in Milwaukee between the Milwaukee Health Department that says we should end the practice and the Child Support Office that wants to expand it and increase it. It's really a public policy just, you know, working against each other. We're really on the side of public health here saying it is not worth it. It's not worth it to delay or defer prenatal care. It's not worth it to sanction women to put them through this stress. Through childbirth and having a young child and having to deal with being sanctioned and being kicked off the program, we can do so much better by proactively helping people maintain coverage, secure prenatal care, work with fathers, make sure that they're responsible and liable for their child support obligations, which this is not. Birth cost recovery is a different process. That's why we call it a birth tax. And, you know, support the families better. And it's definitely possible. A lot of the other states are doing it. Wisconsin is just really lagging behind.
Now, this legislative committee today is talking about moving things in the opposite direction of where you want to go, of ending some exemptions here. Have there been pushes in the legislature to get rid of this birth cost recovery program altogether?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's been some discussions going on. I think there's some legislators that are saying, could we do it differently? You know, part of this process for families is that you need to identify what support is being provided to the child. What support is the father providing? Is the father living in the household? Then absolutely not. Is the father providing some placement in custody? Is the father's family helping to do care and daycare and things like that as well? There's a whole lot of factors. Most of these dads get a judgment in the mail or a summons in the mail. Judgment is entered against them. They never even show up in court. They're not represented by attorneys because there's just no funding out there to support that. And so it's a bit of a kangaroo court. They get run through the ringer. Wages get garnished. Taxes get intercepted. Drives them deeper into poverty. And it's really the wrong direction to go.
Now, I got to admit, Bobby, I hadn't heard of this program until we talked about it today. Is this something that's really been flying under the radar?
Absolutely. It's one of many programs that flies under the radar in Wisconsin. And, you know, we represent people, we represent families, we dig to try and figure out what's going on here. This is something we discovered some years ago, and we've been advocating for it for a while, but we had a research report that was done back in 2012 that showed that Wisconsin is one of the few states that applies this law, and it looks to us like this program is support for child support offices. It's not support for families.
We'll leave it there for now. Bobby, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be a part of it.
That's Bobby Peterson, Executive Director of the advocacy group ABC for Health. He was with us today to talk about a state program that leaves unmarried fathers on the hook for some of the medical bills of their child's birth if it was covered by Medicaid. A legislative committee met today looking at the possibility of putting more people in effect under that program, getting rid of some exemptions that currently exist.